Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Tes, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Chesam Abayz, and the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braiso, HaReisha Bava Oma, Ovad Shra Chivi, that if Reuven comes to Bezin and he states that I lent money to Shimon and I lost my Shta Chiv, Afal Pisha Omru Eidim, Onukus Savnu, V'chasamnu, V'nasamnu Loi, and Kaisen Leis as Shtar, and even if the original witnesses come and testify that we were there when they wrote the Shtar, and we signed on the Shtar, and we gave it to the Malva, and surely this proves that Reuven is telling the truth, that at one point it was a valid debt, as although we previously learned, Kaisen Shtar Leiva, Afal Pisha Imalva Imai, and possibly the Malva found the Shtar, however, the Edom even testified that we witnessed the delivery of this note. However, the Maisa, since Reuven doesn't have Edom, they lost his Shtar Chayiv. The Mishnah teaches us that we can't write a duplicate note. And there's a Machlekes Rishonim if we see that this case of the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where it was already past the due date, and therefore, certainly, there should be that potentially Shimon already paid back his debt, and therefore we don't write a duplicate note. However, if it would be B'teichazman, Reuven came to the Bezdin prior to the point that Shimon had to pay back this chayiv, the rabbi holds that since it's chazoko that inod imperei chayiv B'teichazmanoi, so therefore we don't have to be choshish that Shimon paid back this note, and therefore we would write a duplicate note. However, other Rishonim learn that although we had a machlekes between Abai and Rav and Rish Lakish on Daf Hey, as Abai and Rav hold that Ovid Inish to par begave zinei, and Rish Lakish holds Chazaka in under Perei Chayv Teichs Manai Ulevai Sheyipar Bizmanai. However, the Rashba and Ritva, as well as Yad Ramah, state that even so, we would have to be choshish. Potentially, Reuven didn't actually lose the shtar, and possibly Shimon already paid back the debt to Reuven, and therefore Reuven doesn't have the shtar any longer, and therefore we wouldn't write a duplicate note, even in a case where it's Teichs Manai. However, the Brisa continues B'medvar Amurim B'shtari Ava, that when did we say this halacha only B'negeya Shtari and B'digeya note, Avol Shtori Mekach Memka, but regarding a deed, Kaisim Chusman Achrayi Shabai, then if Reuven comes to Bezdin and states that I bought a Sada from Shimon and I had a deed and I lost the deed, and as long as he has Edom that state that we wrote the deed and we signed on the deed and we gave them the deed, then Bezdin would write a duplicate deed for Reuven. However, even if the Edom state that in the original deed there was a guarantee and Shimon guaranteed this property to Reuven and stated if one of my Bali Chayiv come and they actually foreclose on this property, then I will pay you back for your loss. However, when writing this duplicate deed, we would not add in any achrayas, and we would not add in this guarantee. And as Rashbam points out, al bishtori mekach memka im amru edim kasavdu v'nasadu loy kaisvun loy acha chutz meachrayas shaboy meacha she'emes hadovish hazeh kaka konloy, that after we determine that Reuven bought the sada v'yor pen yishtaka adovah v'yaru olav shaloy kedin, and he's worried that maybe people will forget and maybe Shimon will come ma'aron him, then we'll write him a duplicate deed. However, we won't add in a guarantee. Can come on? And as the Gemara will explain, on Daf Kuf Samach Tes on Beis, let's keep in mind that Benegeya Shtori Halva and Benegeya note, this is not a Itza. Even if we would write in a note that you can't collect me Mishabodim, however, the Maisa lender still has a potential to use both of these notes and potentially collect twice from the borrower. And we continue out of Kuf Samach Tes on Beis, that although this is the Shita of Tanakamo, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimah, Af Shtori Mekach Memka in Kaisvin, that even by Shtar Mekach Memka, that if Reuven comes to Bezin and states, I lost my deed, and he has Edom that he once had a deed, that we still would not allow them to write a duplicate deed, and even if they leave out any Achrayas, even if they specifically state that this deed is only written L'Raya Ba'alma, and there are no guarantees. And although the Gemara and Daf Kuf Samach Tes on Beis will discuss what the basis of Rinachlik is between Tanakamo and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, however, the Gemara will come out that the basis for the Machlek is that the Tanakama and the Rabbanon hold that Inosius Nicholas ben Masira, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that potentially Reuven actually gave the Shtar back to Shimon. By just handing the deed over to Shimon, Shimon would now have a right to the Sada. As Lemaisa, we don't hold that Inosius Nicholas ben Masira, and the only way that Reuven would be able to give back the Sada to Shimon is only by making a new Kinyan and by Shimon having a brand new Shtar, and therefore by writing a Shtar and a new deed for Reuven, you're not going to cause a loss to Shimon. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Isis Niklas B'Masira, we have to be choshish that potentially Reuven actually did not lose his deed, and instead he actually gave the deed back to Shimon, and therefore Shimon actually now is the rightful owner. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you can't write a duplicate deed for Reuven. Gemara continues, V'china Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, and Rav Shimon Gamliel stated the same idea in another case, as he states, HaNoisim HaTanah L'Chaveroi, that if Reuven gave Matana to Shimon, V'hichzalayis ashtar, Shimon returns the shtar back to Reuven, then chazru matnasai, then the matana is batal, even though they didn't make a new kinyan, but by the fact that he returned the shtar to Reuven, that in and of itself is enough of a kinyan, that Reuven will now once again acquire the property. And of course, as we explained, that's because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Isis nixes b'mesira. However, Chaim Eimer matnasa kayames, the Chacham hold that even though Shimon gave the shtar back to Reuven, the lemaisa Isis are not nixes b'mesira, and therefore Reuven is not koina. Shimon still has a right to this property, and the only way that Shimon will be able to give back the property to Reuven is by making a proper kinyan and either writing a new shtar to Reuven or through any other kinyanei kaka, and for example by giving kesef or by using chazaka, and he could tell him lechazek v'kni. Let's see the Rashbam at the top of the Amid. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer afilu b'shtari mekachom emka in kaisvin the svirulei oisis nixus b'mesir kital kamon gab matana the chashinim dimu la'acha shekosvim nasli shtar mechira hichsel loyle keach zel mechas shtar v'chazel loy mekai kramin gab matana. And as we explained, the chachom hol matnasek hayames elim kin chazu machra in nasli b'kinyin gomor oi b'shtar chodosh kedin loy keach umeichar ayin sham. And ayin umforshim that discussed the lechir lefida shita chachomim that b'negei shtari mekachom emka kaisvin that you could write a duplicate deed, chutzman achrayi shabai. Why is it that in the previous Gemara, where the Gemara brought a story of Hanu Arvoi, the Asul Pumbedis, that Avaka Ansi Arata the Inshi, Asum Avasau, the Kameh Dabaya, Abaya didn't want to write a duplicate shtar, Lachur, why wouldn't Abaya write a duplicate shtar if the Rabbanon just stated that by shtar Mekachum Emka, Kaisim Chutzman Achrayi Shabai, and he should have used the Eitza of the Rabbanon? And the Mepharshim will discuss this, but Lachur, it seems Pashit that the Rashbam states on the Avkuf Samach Tasman Beis that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Oisis Nixus Ben Mesira, and therefore Abaya also passing that Isis Nikdis bin Mesira, therefore this Eitza wasn't available for him, and that's why he said to them that we can't write a duplicate shtar, even if it specifically states that there are no guarantees. And Ayin Rashbam on Daf Kuf Samach Tesan Beis, that he actually brings down from the Sugya on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Malaleph, that Abaya himself certainly holds Isis Nikdis bin Mesira, and therefore Abaya did not have this Eitza. And before we continue, let us go back to Taisis on Daf Kuf Samach Tesan Beis, and six lines before the wide lines of Taisis, Taisis states, Taisis is bothered that Lachir Lefir Rav Shimon Gamliel that Isis Nikdis bin Mesira, so Shekol Mechus Sada Yachal Hazik Lekech, that any seller could potentially be Mazik a buyer, the Kivin Shekaisun Shalom Mecha Avu Pishen Lekech Imai. And since we previously learned that a Seifer could write a star and could write a deed for a seller, even though the buyer is not there, so the Zimna Kasa Shnei Shtaris, so potentially a Mecha could go and make two separate deeds at two separate times, Vinoisin Echel Lekech, and then when he sells the field, he will actually only give one of those deeds to the buyer. And after 3 or 4 years, when the lekech loses his shtar, as we learned in Chesra Batim, that a person doesn't keep his shtar more than 3 years, and then Reuven will come to Bezdin and will claim that he actually got the shtar back from Shimon, and that's why he has a deed, and really Shimon is not the proper owner. And Taisa continues, and Shimon can't respond to Reuven, Shimon will not be able to say to Reuven that I also have a shtar, and you must have written multiple shtaris, as Lemaisa at this point Shimon lost his shtar, and therefore Lechir Shimon would lose out, and Reuven will be able to defraud Shimon. And Taisus answers Veishleima the Ikalamema Shekivin Shechik Shal Shonim Bekako Oy Medesa Chazaka BeMokam Shtar, that Inachanami, once it's already 3 years after Shimon bought the Sada and he has Edim that he had a chazaka for 3 years, so at this point Shimon doesn't require a shtar, and therefore his chazaka is as if it replaces the shtar. And Shimon would have a kreicha taina on any tainus that he would be able to claim if he had the original deed in his hand. And therefore, when Shimon states that the reason why I don't have my deed is not because I returned to you, the only reason I don't have this deed is because I lost it, as I wasn't careful with it after 3 years, and Shimon would certainly be believed, ayin sham. And also, before we continue, let's point out that although we stated according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that Isis Niknis bin Mesira, however, Zokta Taisis Rid, then the Nirana Advarim, the Labish Dashiish Bekinin Kama, that we're not talking about a case where Reuven gave Shimon a shtar that had a kinyan in it, and it was written that they actually made a kinyan, and Labishtar Shein by Kinyan, Kagoyin Shekosloi, Sadi Nesunal Cha, Labishtar Mechach Nami, Kagoyin Shekosloi, Ani Plaini Kibatim Cha, Kach Vekach, Rei Sadi, Mechur Lecha Behen. However, if Reuven and Shimon actually made a kinyan, then then certainly we would not say that by returning the shtar, it would go back to the seller. And finally, the Yad Ramah is bothered that l'chari, we understand why the Gemara brought the second case of this brisa, as in that case, we have a machlekes between Rabban and Rab Shimon Gamliel, but l'chari, in the first case of the brisa, where the brisa stated that Reisha Bava Oma, Ovid Shtar Chayvi, Afa Pishar Mu'edim, Ono Kasavna, Chasavna, Vesavna Loi, and Kaisalais Ashtar, l'chari, it seems poshut that certainly we should be choshish that potentially Shimon pay back the chayiv. And what is the chiddush of the Reisha of the brisa? And the Yad Ramah states, Hakamashwan, the Afivu, the Kavei, is Man Chaveri, the Kamasadi Sadi, the Kamon Isfav, is Man Plaini, the Akati Le Mota Zimne, the Saka Determina, Kazoka Le Ovid Inish, the Parabigai Zimne, but even so, Chashim Le Purayan, and as we brought down, that this is the Shita of the Rajba and Ritva as well, and this case, where a person Tain is, I lost my Shtah Chayiv, that certainly would be Chashim Le Purayan, even if Ruve makes his claim, and it's prior to the due date of this loan. The Gemara continues on Mamar that we stated in the Brisa that although you could create a duplicate deed, however, Chutz Me'achraya Shabai, you can't add in a guarantee, and you specifically have to state that this Sada is not guaranteed to the buyer. And the Gemara asks, my timer, what is the reason that you could write a duplicate deed and you can't write that it has Achrayas? And as Rashbam points out, my timer in Kaisen Le Achrayas. The Gemara explains, Rav Safra states, Lefisha in Kaisen Shtei Shtaris al Sada Achas, as Lemaisa, we can't write two deeds on one sale of a Sada. Rav Safra will now explain the reason, and before explaining the reason, let us give a scenario. So Reuven sold a Sada to Shimon. He originally guaranteed the sale to Shimon, and if Reuven had other debtors and they come and take away the Sada from Shimon and they foreclose on this Sada, then Shimon would have a right to go back to Reuven and either get money from Reuven or take one of Reuven's other fields. Or if Reuven doesn't have any other fields, then Shimon would have a right to go and take a Sada away from someone that Reuven sold a field to after he sold this field to Shimon, as Lemaisa Reuven guaranteed the sale. As we will see, Rav Safra will be talking about a case Reuven owed money to Levi, and Levi then came to collect this chayv from Reuven. And let's also keep in mind that Reuven had other fields, and he already sold one other field to Yehuda and another field to Yisachar. Rav Safra therefore explains Dilma Azul Bachayv Taraf Lelhai, that potentially since Levi is owed money from Reuven and he had a lien against the Sada that Shimon bought from Reuven, Levi will foreclose on Shimon's Sada. The Azul Hai Mapichad the Taraf Lekuchais, since Shimon has a deed that states that Reuven guaranteed his Sada, now that Shimon lost his Sada, so Shimon certainly has a right to go and take a Sada away from Yehuda. Lemaisa, at this point, Shimon still has one other deed in his possession that also states that Reuven guaranteed the Sada for him. Shimon wants to go and cheat the other person, and he wants to cheat Yisachar, and V'amalei L'bal Chayiv, Shafli De'ikimba, the Lemaisa, he goes over to Levi, and he makes a deal with him, and he makes a kanunya, and he says, you should be quiet, and although you have a right to the Sada, but you should allow me to stay in the Sada for another 4 or 5 years until people forget this entire story, and then you'll come and take away the Sada from me based on the debt that you owed from Reuven, and then I'll take my second deed out and it will have a guarantee in that deed as well, and then I'll take Yisachar's field as well, and Lemaisa, I'll split the profits with you, and I'll make a deal like this, and therefore there is a chashash for fraud. That's the reason why we wouldn't allow a duplicate deed that would have a guarantee in it. However, now that we stated that you could write a duplicate deed, but you can't write any guarantee, then certainly, even though Shimon could use this as a raya, but the maisa, it takes away the possibility for fraud. Gemara continues and tells us that l'chayra, this chash for fraud is not really relevant, as v'kivin the Quran of l'shtari d'malva, as l'chayra, when Levi originally came and took away the sada from Shimon, then certainly we would go and rip up the malva shtar, rip up the note, and b'may hod the tariff law, and how would it be that he actually could come and be tariff once again from Shimon? Therefore, l'chayra, there is no chash for fraud. The Gemara continues and asks, v'chitamet l'karanai, and if you're going to say that we don't rip up the shtar of the malva, and we don't rip up a note, and the Gemara will now prove that that's not the case, and certainly we have to rip up a note. However, before we continue with the memoir of Nachman, let us see the Rashbam, the Masel from Rav Nachman, kachu ha-seda, that this is the seda of when someone owes someone money, and then they're going to go and try to collect minal kuchais, they will foreclose on a sada, as malva bala bezim mitzayek ha-leva she'par le'chayva, as if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Reuven comes to Bezin and he says that the Leiva has to pay him, and then he goes and he tells the Leiva to come to Bezin, and if the Leiva doesn't come, then certainly we'll put him in Chayim, then either if we paskin that the Leva owes us money and the Leva doesn't have money, or if the Leva doesn't show up to Beis Din, the Malva will get a summary judgment. And at that point, Beis Din will write a Shtar Tefra, which gives the Malva the right to go and look after and try to find other karka of the Leva. In this way, he'll be able to show this Shtar Tefra to a different Beis Din once he finds assets of the Leva, and he'll be able to go and collect on these assets. However, when this Beis Din gives Reuven the right to collect this karka, they actually would write another Shtar called the Shtar Drachta. That he has a right to go and take this specific karka, can refresh by Gezel Basra. And at that point, the Shtar Tefra Yikru, Beis Din would now rip up the Shtar Tefra, Panyachsa Vitra, Beis Din Acher, as maybe he will take this judgment and try to collect once again another Beis Din. And the Maisi, they'll evaluate this piece of karka and they'll appraise this piece of karka. And then Reuven will be able to collect based on his appraisal. And at that point, they'll write another Shtar, which is called Shtar Shumas and Achasim, Ladas Bekama Kablam, in order to have a clear record that Reuven received this karka and the value of the karka was a specific amount, and that would pay off his chayv. Or potentially, if this karka did not satisfy Reuven's debt, then Reuven will be able to go and collect more karka. The Rashbam also explains, Umishum the Shuma Hadr Leilam, since we know that if a malva forecloses on a leiva or on a lekeach, that there's a right of redemption, and the leiva could come and pay off his debt and then take back this karka. Therefore, we have to make sure that it was a Shtar Shumas and Achasim to know exactly how much the appraisal on this property was at that point. L'maisa, the Rashbam states, Uchshiyit loy Beis Din Shtar Shuma, and at the point that Beis Din gives the malva the Shtar Shuma, Yikru Adrachta, then they'll rip up that drachta, Penyach Zavitra, Bab Hamshniya, Shalei Kedin, as since it's the possibility that the leiva will actually redeem this property, if the malva will still have the Shtar Drachta, so potentially he'll go and retake this property from the leiva, and therefore we have to make sure to rip up the Shtar Drachta. Therefore, our Gemara actually explains that certainly our question is valid, that L'chira, any time that someone goes and forecloses on a property, then certainly Beis Din would rip up the note, and as the Gemara explains, Rab Nachman, and Rab Nachman taught us, Kol Tefra D'loy K'sibbe, Karan L'shtar D'malvo Lav Tefru, and if there's a Shtar Tefra, which is a notice of judgment, doesn't specifically state that Beis Din ripped up the original note, then it's not considered a valid Tefra. The Chol Drachta D'loy K'sibbe, Karan L'Tefra Lav D'Drachtu, and any Shtar Drachta, which is basically a notice of sale, it doesn't specifically state that Beis Din already ripped up the Shtar Tefra, then it's not considered a valid Shtar Drachta. The Chol Shuma D'loy K'sibbe, Karan L'Drachta Lav Shumri, any document of appraisal that doesn't state that we already ripped up the Shtar Drachta is not considered a valid appraisal document. Therefore, clearly we see that once Levi originally foreclosed on Reuven, took away Shimon Sada, then certainly we would have ripped up the note, as otherwise we couldn't go through with the foreclosure. And how could it be that Levi will now come and demand payment for his note once again? The Gemara answers, Leitzricha de Kasi Mekhe Chavase, that in a Chanami, we're not talking about a case where Levi was owed money from Reuven, but we're talking about a case that Levi actually came to Shimon and he stated that I actually have a right to the Sada as it originally belonged to my father and Reuven stole it from my family. At that point, he won in Beis Din and Shimon gave his Sada to Levi, and then Shimon went and took out one of the deeds that had a guarantee and went and took a Sada away from Yehuda, and then Shimon went over to Levi and said, let me stay in this Sada for a few years, and then after everyone forgets about the story, you'll once again come and you'll claim that your family owned this Sada and Reuven stole it from your family, and once again you'll win and you'll take away my Sada once again, and then I'll take out my second deed and I'll take another Sada and I'll take this Sada from Yisachar. And because of this chash for fraud, therefore the Rabbanan stated that you can't write a duplicate deed unless you specifically write that there are no guarantees. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Acha Medifti L'Ravina, Rav Acha Medifti said to Ravina, V'lamalei L'meimalei L'bachoyv Shoifli B'hayara V'ikimba, that why is it necessary that Shimon should go to Levi and make a kanunya and make a deal with him to be quiet and go through this entire process? L'chiru, it is a better eitzah for Shimon, and L'chiru, it is another reason that we should be nervous about fraud, as typically the kimin nakat shtei shtari tarif for the tarif. And let us say that the chash for fraud would be in a very simple case that Levi actually had a chayiv that he was due from Reuven. He went and foreclosed on Reuven's sada that Shimon now owned, and he took the sada away from Shimon. And if Shimon would have two deeds and they both would have a guarantee, then Shimon would take out the first deed that has a guarantee and take the Sada away from Yehuda, then Shimon will take deed number two that also has a guarantee, and potentially even on the same day, he'll go and take a Sada away from Yisachar as well. And as Rashbam states, and the Gemara answers, "Im kain nefishia leh baledinan," that this is not actually a very good eitzah. Certainly, Shimon would be very nervous to actually take two shtaris out at one time and in very close proximity to each other. L'maisa, he'd be concerned that he would be found out. As Rashbam states, "Im kain nefishia leh merivus machlekes shel baledinan bas achas v'yitnu leh v'alknei vasai," and people will realize that he was trying to defraud them. The Gemara continues that why would the Braisa state that b'negei shtari mekach memkar that kaisvin that you could write a duplicate deed, chutzman achraya sheboi, and we explain this based on Reb Safra, that in kaisvin shtei shtaris al sada achas, l'chayru, since Shimon has edim, that they actually bought this sada from Reuven, and they know that in the original deed, there was a guarantee, so l'chayru, v'lichtav l'hai shtarim alyo, so we should still state that Shimon should have a right to get a duplicate deed, and we should even include a guarantee, v'lichtav tavar l'meicha, and then we should just write a receipt for the seller, which will state, kol shtari diyifkun ala arada, psulun l'barman diyipak bizman ada. Basically, Bezdin will write a receipt to the seller, will clarify that is a duplicate deed, and therefore will state that any deed aside for the deed that was written on this and this date is pasul, and therefore Shimon will never be able to bring out two separate deeds on two different dates. As if he does so, then Reuven will bring out this receipt that he received from Bezdin, will be able to show that deed number one is considered null and void. And before we continue, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ayin will have machlekes if ein kaisvin shayvar or kaisvin shayvar, and the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon and then Shimon prepaid $500 to Reuven. Similar machlekes would be in a case where Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, then Shimon comes to pay Reuven back, and Lemaisa Reuven says that I lost my shtar. One man d'amar hold that Shimon could tell Reuven that I don't have to pay you unless you give me my shtar back, as even though Eved Loivo Leish Malva, really this seems to be a very simple eitzah that the Malva could go and write a receipt for Shimon that states that you paid me back in full. However, Shimon still has a taina that I don't want to have to watch my receipt, and Shlo Yitzarach Lishma Shoivrim and Achbarim, the Loivo could tell the Malva that Ihu Da'afsanav Shayu, that since you lost the shtar, so you caused your own loss, and Malva Shavit Shtar Hifsit Chayvai, the other man on the hold that Kaisim Shoivar, the Malva could tell the Loivo that you still have to pay me, and I will give you a receipt. Our Gemara now continues that Amru Rabbana Kamedra Papa Va'amilo Kamedra Vashi, that Zeus Ameris in Kaisin Shevar, that since we had this question that Belichta Vlaishtar Malia, Belichta Tavar Lamecha, and we asked why can't it be, we will write a duplicate deed and then we will just write a receipt for the seller, and this way he can't be defrauded. However, the Rabbanan explained, and they said this in front of our Papa, and some say in front of Ashi, and it must be that our Brisa actually is going according to the Manda Omar, that in Kaisin Shevar, and therefore in this case, we wouldn't require the Mecha to receive a receipt, then the seller would always have to watch this receipt. Therefore, this Eitzah is not a valid Eitzah, and that's why, even though we'll write a duplicate deed for Shimon, but it will be Chutz Min Achraya Shabai, Ayin Rashbam, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, B'hu Adin L'Shtari Mekach, Im Ovid Al Lekech Shtari, Lo Nichtav L'Shtari Ma'alya, Al Smach HaShayva, Shabiyad HaMecha, Shari Lo Yichtavu Shayva, Nimsum Mecha, Tzarech Lishma Shayva, Min Achbarim. Continue on Daf Kuf Samach Tesam Beis, that Omer Luhu, that either a Papa or of Ashi responded to the Talmidim, Ba'al Mokaisim Shayva, really we could say that the Manda Omer of our Braisa actually generally would hold that you could be Kaisin Shaver, and there is no raya that he holds like one of the Manda Omerim in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ayin. Though when dealing with a standard loan, we could require a leiva to accept the Shaver, and for example, if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon and lost his shtar, then certainly we would require Shimon to pay Reuven, and Reuven will give a receipt to the leiva. However, v'hocha haynu taimo the dilma ozel b'choy v'tarif minei de lekeach v'ozel iu v'tarif lekuches v'shaver gabel lekuches leka. Even though b'negei halva he holds that kaisim shayva, however, when dealing with mekach memka, a buyer cannot ask for a duplicate deed and can mitigate the risk of fraud by writing a clarification document or a receipt to the seller that the only valid deed is the second deed that is dated today, and any deed that was written on a previous date is null and void, as although certainly the buyer won't be able to defraud the original seller who has the shayva, but Shimon can still go and collect on his guarantee by using both deeds and take both Yehuda and Yisachar's fields, and lemaisa they don't have access to the shayva. The original seller, Reuven, is the person that has the shayva. Gemara continues and asks, Saif, Lekuches, Lava, Mari, Da'ar, Gemara that while it's true that neither Yehuda or Yisachar have the Sheva in their possession, but ultimately they also had a guarantee in their deed. And therefore, even if Shimon will come and take both Yehuda and Yisachar's fields, they will go back to Reuven, who sold them these sadeis, and demand that he pay them back, and he will be able to clarify and prove based on the Sheva that Shimon defrauded Yisachar, and Yisachar will get his property back. However, the Gemara responds that although it's true that Yisachar will ultimately get his property back, but ad hachi v'hachi shaman v'achu peri, the Maisid is still an issue, as it will take time for Yisachar to go and make a claim from Reuven, and from the point that Shimon took the Sada until Yisachar gets clarity from Reuven that Shimon defrauded him, Shimon will be using this field, will consume the peris of the Sada, and the kasha gezel hanechal, and certainly it will be very difficult for Yisachar to ever get back his lost revenue. Certainly it's easier to get rid of someone before they go into a Sada than to try to claw back money from Shimon, and that will be very difficult. And the Gemara continues and brings another answer as to why a Sheva wouldn't work to help Yisachar, and the Gemara explains, Inami l'lakesh l'bachrayis, even if there is a Sheva that was given to Reuven, in a case where Yisachar bought the Sada from Reuven at a discounted price and without a warranty deed, and Shimon never guaranteed that no one would take the Sada away from Yisachar, and Ayin Rashbam, the Ovid Inish, the Zovin Ari L'yayme, certainly if Shimon will now take his second deed and take the Sada away from Yisachar, Yisachar will actually never make any claim to Shimon, as Yisachar bought the Sada without any guarantee. Therefore, Yisachar will never find out that Shimon never had a right to take this field, since deed number one of Shimon was null and void. As Rashbam states, V'yafsel l'keach kakoy sheloi kudin, and Yisachar will lose his kaka sheloi kudin. The Gemara now continues, Ihachi shtari halvar nami, that if we're concerned about the lekuchais who do not have a sheva, so l'chayr by shtari halvar, how can we have it sad that kaisim sheva if there's a potential for fraud, as although Reuven will not be able to collect the second time from Shimon, as Shimon is in receipt of a sheva, but Reuven can potentially collect the second time from a lekech, as a lekech is not in receipt of the sheva, and wouldn't know that the shtar was already paid off. Gemara answers, and is mechalik between shtari halvar and between a deed and shtari mekach hamemkach. It's hasam de zuzi masik amri paisi balchoy bezuzei, hacha de ar masik medi adoy, demand the masik are bezuzei lo mefayis. And when dealing with the shtar choyv and a note, since Reuven lent Shimon money, so certainly when Reuven comes to Lekuchais and tries to foreclose, they will certainly go and check with Shimon if he has money or other assets before allowing Reuven to take away the Sada, and Shimon will have the opportunity to tell Lekuchais that I don't owe Reuven any money, and this was a duplicate shtar, and he will be able to show them the Sheva. However, when dealing with Mecha Chumemkar, where Shimon bought a Sada from Reuven, and about Chayv took the Sada away from Shimon, and he now goes to Yehuda or Yisachar to take their Sadas, they will think that since Shimon bought a Sada, so he's entitled to get the Sada, and they won't immediately go to Reuven and ask him as to the status of Shimon's claim, and they will just give the Kaka to Shimon until the time that Yehuda Yisachar actually go to be Tavei Reuven. It will be a while, and in the meantime, there will be a loss of Peri Beni Beni, of all the profits that Shimon will get from the Sada, between the time they took the Sada from Yisachar, Shalai Kedin, and the time that Yisachar finally realizes that Shimon didn't really have a right to the Sada, and Ayin Rashbam, Diba Maskel Hasam, Gabi HaVois, Kivin the Zuzi Masik Bei Malva Beloiva, Leshafkele Lekuchis Kaka Shalem Lemalva, Achi Yechol Eitzal Leva Ladas, in Peru Zuzi, Mishon Demei Ma'amri Lekuchis Ema Paisa Paisa, Loi Asli Lemishbat Velemeichel Peri, Aval Hocha Gabi Mekach Memkar, Kishi Yavel Lekech Zel Litrif Kaka Melekuchis Shalakum and Amecha, Yenichu Loi HaLekuchis Litrif, Ta Ami Lekuchis Zel Amecha Kaka Chayv Loi Lekech, Zet Tacha Sedeo Shavad, Vechol Mad Masik Arab Bechavre, Loi Mefayis Bezuzi, Adzman Ruba, Kishi Yurish Loi Yechol Lehamad Loi Sada, Vilkach Menich Loi Litrif Achshav, Vel Achaz Man, Hodl Gabi Marad Ara, and then they will finally go to the owner of the land, and they'll go back to Reuven with Teichach, and in the meantime, Shavn V'achol Peri, that Shimon will be eating the peris of the Sada, Vilkach in Kaisvin. The Gemara continues, Omer Ma, that we learned in the Brice on the Kuf Samach Chesam Abeis, that Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon brings Edim that he actually had the shtar, and he had a deed, but he claims that he lost the deed, and Bezdin would be allowed to write a duplicate deed, Chutz Min Achraya Shaboy, however, you would not be able to write that there is a guarantee on this deed. Gemara now asks, Hechi Kasfinan, what is the actual language that you will write in a deed in order to make sure that people realize that there is no guarantee, as generally we say, Achraya is Taya Sefer. Rab Nachman states, the Kasvi Hochi, that they would write as follows, Shtar Dinan, the Leilu Mikbebe, that this shtar and this deed, you can't collect with it, Leim Meshabdi of Leim Nechari, not from Meshabadim and not from Nechari, and there is no guarantee, Elo Kehecha to take him Arab Yad Lekech, and the only reason why this deed was written is in order to be used as a raya that Shimon owns the Sada. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rafram, that Rafram states, Zayse Meres, that from this member of Rav Nachman we see, that Achrayas Tayyaseifahu, Taimed the Kasab Lehochi, and the only reason why there is no guarantee because this language is written into duplicate deed, like kasukli hachigabi, and it's mashma that if you didn't write this language into duplicate deed, then the stumma would be that if someone takes this field away from Shimon, then Shimon would have a guarantee. He would be able to go back to Reuven or to Lekuchais and get money or get a karka in order to pay him back for his original sada. Rav the Gemara states, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi holds Achrayis lav toyseifu, that Achrayis is not a toyseifu, and if the seifer doesn't write that this deed is a guarantee deed, then Enechanami Mistama we would say that the sada was sold as is, and even if someone takes the sada away from Shimon, then Shimon would not be able to go and take back any money from Reuven or get another sada, as we explained beforehand, that certainly a person that buys a sada would get a discount when he buys a sada in this manner, and as we stated from the Rashbam, David Inish Dezoven Ara Liyomei, Rashi explains, and when the Brisa stated that you would make a deed and it would actually exclude any Achrayas, it doesn't mean that they actually wrote anything into the Shtar. All the Brisa means is that like Sibbe Achrayas, there was no guarantee written into the Shtar at all. And since we hold Achrayas Lav Tayyis Seifu, therefore this deed would not be considered a guarantee deed. And the Gemara continues, Hahi Issa Diyavle Zuze Lahu Gavro Lemizbal Lara, that there was a story where Rachel gave money to Reuven in order for Reuven to go and buy land for her. Reuven went and bought a piece of land for her. He accepted a deed without a guarantee. So they came in front of Nachman as she claimed that certainly she only wanted to receive a piece of karka that had a guarantee, and therefore she had a tain on Reuven. And Amalei and Rav Nachman said to Reuven, that certainly she has a valid taina that she sent you in order to help her and in order to make sure to buy a piece of land and to get a guarantee deed, and you actually wounded by getting her deed without a guarantee. Therefore, zilzav nominesh lebachrayas, you have to go back to the original seller and get a new deed, and that deed will say that Shimon sold this land directly to Reuven without a guarantee. And you will then go and write a deed for her, and you will actually guarantee the land, and if someone takes this land away from Rachel, then you yourself will guarantee it to her. In Rashbam, zilzavna min ha-moichesh lebachrayas v'kos v'shtar b'shmecha v'achakein mochar zakakal isha b'achrayas. Iri points out the L'chayra, why don't we say that since Reuven was a shliach and he didn't perform the shlichus properly, therefore his shlichus is batal, and therefore the mekach should be a mekach tois. Iri explains that in the Chanami, if Reuven told Shimon when he was purchasing this land that I'm buying it on behalf of someone else, then certainly it would be a mekach tois. However, the Gemara is talking about a scenario where Reuven didn't say anything to Shimon, and therefore this is not considered a mekach tois. Gemara continues and discusses the Brisa, as the Brisa first stated that b'digei shtar mekach memkar kaisvin, you could write a duplicate deed chutz min achrayis shabai. And Rav Shimon Gamliel at the top of Daf Kuf Samach Tesim Nav argued, he stated af shtar mekach memkar in kaisvin. Then the Brisa brought a similar machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. V'chein Rav Shimon Gamliel oimah hanis matan lechaver v'hichsel es shtar, that if Reuven gave matana to Shimon and then Shimon gave back to shtar, then automatically the matana is batal. And the Chum say that the matana is still kayim, and the only way for Shimon to give back the gift is only if Reuven would actually make a kinyan and either get a new shtar or be kinyan through chazaka, being no gadol parts, using any other kinyan that would work for kaka. We already explained the brisa based on the maskanas hagemara that the machlek is between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds oisias niklas b'masira, and the Chum holds that ain't oisias niklas b'masira. However, Abba Gemara begins and asks, my time to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that what is this for Rav Shimon Gamliel? And Rav Asi, and Rav Asi states, Nasa ka'imaloi, that's as if Reuven said to Shimon, Sada soon as soon lecha, that I'm giving you this Sada as matana, calls man shashtar biyadecha, as long as you actually keep the shtar. And it's as if Reuven made a tnai in the gift, and therefore, if Shimon gives the shtar back to Reuven, so the gift would be batal. Mori asks, Maskla Rabba, so Rabbi asks a question on Rav Asi, that Ihachi, if this is Pshad and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Nignav oyavod nami, that even if the shtar and the deed is either stolen or lost, then lechayra Shimon should lose this gift as well, and lechayra the Sada should go back to Reuven, and certainly this is not the din. Rabba, and therefore Rabba explains that the machleik is between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon is ba'isis niktas b'masira k'mifligi. Rav Shimon Gamliel sava ba'isis niktas b'masira. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that once Shimon gives the shtar back to Reuven, that itself is a valid way of transferring the property back to Reuven, and therefore the matana is batal. However, Rabbanon savri ein ba'isis niktas b'masira, by just returning the original deed, that would actually not effectuate a kinyan, and Reuven cannot acquire the sada back from Shimon unless they make a brand new kinyan, and either Shimon would have to make a new shtar and a new deed that grants a sada back to Reuven would have to be koined a sada through a kinyan of kesef or through a kinyan of chazaka. And Rashbam did a mask of Shimon Gamliel Saba Isis, bein the story Mekach, bein the matono, Nicholas Lemakawa matono lekeach, bemisirus ashtar, claima afal pisha dwarm in a nicknin, and even though words itself can't effectuate a kinyan, however, kivu the ksuvim ashtar, nicknin and kabbalah saklav, the kivish hixalay sashtar, chazu matnasai, or pluk the hiba, mechas asvina, this machlek is regarding Isis Nixon bemisira, was previously brought in mechas asvina, the afal pisha pishravain chananel, the lesikhus akrab Shimon Gamliel, the yachid rab malach grabim, and we're passing like Rabbanon that ain't Oisius Nixon Bermisira. However, Zakrash Bam, Afilu Hachi Hilchas Akrab Shimon Gamliel, the Oisius Nixon Bermisira, as we previously mentioned, and we will stop over here.